Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Awesome. Are you ready to go to work? Because a little bird told me we already have callers in our queue.
I don't consider it work. I consider it positive pleasure.
Awesome. Well, let's get some positive pleasure going. So I'm going to let our switchboard know we are ready, willing, and able. And we're looking forward to getting someone in our hot seat. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. I do have a question, Dr. Pat.
Yes?
I'm trying to learn better parenting skills for children with, some kind of like underlying behavioral issues, and just trying to get better at that. And like listening to you, I've learned a lot about like neuropilephic behavior.
Yes.
And I believe the child does show some of those things. And
Are we speaking of your physical child?
No, I just took over custodial guardianship over
for
two children.
Oh, how wonderful. Have you read Dan Siegel's Parenting from the Inside Out?
No, I'm going to write that down.
Well, what city are you in? What country?
New York State.
Okay. Dan Siegel is a professor at UCLA. He's a cognitive behavioral therapist, but he's not in practice. He's a researcher. And this book, Parenting from the Inside Out, fits my work so well when it comes to the yin and yang of men's soul or feminine, the anima. Do you understand that?
Right, yeah, yin and yang.
And
black
the
and white,
female has a masculine soul. So the job, are you willing to hear me say what I'm saying for a couple of minutes?
Totally.
Okay.
Yes.
Parenting from the Inside Out by Dan Siegel talks about the issue of, and he doesn't speak in my terms of yin and yang and I Ching and all that stuff, because I uniquely connect the East with the West. And so other people don't do it, but I do it, and then I teach it. So who is the important parent for a daughter, for a female?
The father.
Yes, the father. Whose work is that?
Ooh.
Freud.
Psychoanalysis.
And who's the important parent for a son?
Would it be the father as well?
No.
No. Well, I know you said the mother is important up until the child is about maybe the boy's like 10, like before puberty.
Yes. And the girl is dependent on her father up to the age of 8. Every fetus is female to start with, which means that little girls are already designing their script by the age of 8. Everybody's already started by 3 years old. And that's where father is a role model for his son, but mother is a mirror to his soul, to his manhood.
the animus.
Yes, the animus is a woman's soul. The anima is a man's soul. There's never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside, ever. A man's strength is in his body for the first 50 years of his life. A woman is, her strength is in her feminine right to say no to things. Our planet is suffering because women have been manipulated into basically thinking being like a man is a good thing, and it's not. So if father is cherishing his daughters, what is the question I always ask? If your dad walked in the room, would he ask you how you did today or how did you feel about what you did? How many times do I ever get dad asked me how I feel about what I did? You've been listening to me?
Yes, on and off for a few years now. Yeah,
okay.
I rarely,
he's always asking her how she did today, not how she felt about what she did. And fathers, mothers, if they don't respect their son by 10, if they're not negotiating using principles like I teach, you know, the stroke and the tools. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm not a Jungian analyst, and I'm not a psychoanalyst. I'm a transactional analyst. Eric Byrne converted Sigmund Freud into language that could be understood by an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Did you track that?
Okay. Yeah, just really now, simple, straightforward communication. Yeah.
That's right. What can I do for you right now?
Well,
do you have a question for me?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to learn how to, I want to, how can I be more effective with the communication or just getting, like, good behavior and, you know, out of the child, because it just seems to be like a lot of...
Cherish the daughters and respect the sons.
Hmm.
In the first 10 months of life, children, babies are acclimating to the tone, feelings, energy of the voice. They have little or no understanding of words. But in China and in America, if a Chinese baby is raised in China and then adopted into America, L and M never make sense. Are you tracking that?
No, but I'm going to replay it and really.
Okay. What I'm saying is up to the age of 10 months, the baby is more impacted by the yin energy of feelings as spoken. From 3 on. From 10 months to 3 years, language, verbal language with meaning. My doctoral work is semantic realignment and syntax realignment.
Back realignment.
So the first book, if you want, I'll help you. I'll give you books.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Dan Siegel, Parenting from...
What?
No, I was just repeating the first book, the Dan Siegel.
Okay, Dan Siegel's book, which is Parenting from the Inside Out, not the outside in. Do not teach boys how to be instinctively sensitive, teach boys how to be intuitively. Do you know that boys have 21 genes more in the area of language and intuition than girls? Boys run their lives from their intuition unless they have not been respected, at which point they talk from their feelings. Girls run their lives from their neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, feelings. But up to the age, do you see what I'm saying? So that each period, zero, remember, every fetus is female unless mother does not react chemically to the boy's masculine genes. Do you understand?
Right.
Then everybody, she has to produce the SRY gene, which she and the baby boy use to convert his female body into as much male as they can get done. Finished at that level. So every human being is a unique flower. That's all I can say to you. Do you see?
Yeah.
And UCLA has a unit where they can check the degree of maleness and femaleness, but we're all unique. Did my father want a girl or a boy?
A boy.
How do you know?
I
think like a man.
Yeah.
You see? But now that I know it, I've studied transactional analysis, which is Eric Berne's version of Sigmund Freud. And his book, Eric Berne's book, the first book, really the beginning of Eric Berne's work, is Intuition and Ego States. He took the superego and turned it into the parent. That circle with the P in it, parent. He took the ego from Freud and called it the adult, which is nothing more than a computer. And he took the very infamous id and turned it into the kid, the child. Do you see? So that Eric Berne, what?
He simplified it in a way?
He simplified it. He took superego, ego, id, and turned it into parent, adult, child. Now you can read Eric Berne's book list. Is absolutely exquisite and outstanding. And I would be more than willing, since you're helping mankind by doing what?
Temporary custodial guardianship, legal
okay.
Guardian. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I would be more than willing to explain the simplification of Freud, Jung, and Eric Berne.
Please, thank you.
I'm going to be, God willing, I'm semi-retired. I'm not taking clients. I'm answering questions wherever I can. And I'm more than willing to help you help mankind, because that's what I do.
Thank you so much.
Do you want me to give you, what age are the children?
One is five and the other is 10, but okay. It's like they just been around so much just mess in their lives that they're just really behind in school and a lot of things. I mean,
I know that. Are they boys or girls?
Both boys.
They're boys. The war against boys by Summers. Does that sound like something you might want to read?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it last week too.
I got news for you. I got you. If you came to see my office, which is in my daughter's home, I have a precious storage of books that support my work.
Yeah, I'm sure it's an impressive library. But thank you. Yeah.
Let's see. So The War Against Boys by Summers is about masculine mothers doing damage. If you really want to see the book, does this 10-year-old boy have a mother anywhere?
She does. She's just... They can't be reunited at the moment. They're... He does have a mother. To answer your question, yes, he has a mother. She's alive.
Okay, she's alive, but she's not functioning.
No, not appropriately.
Do you want? Are you licensed in any area that qualifies you to do what you're doing?
No, I'm not licensed at all. But you know, I was granted the right to them by the court. You know, I passed the background test.
Okay, so that's all I need. Yeah. I need to know who I'm talking. I don't need to know your documentation. I need to know who hired you and why. So if you have been passed by a court of law in America, I'm going to treat you like you passed. Okay?
Okay, so you want to know who I was appointed by the...
No, I don't. I don't want to know anything. I want to know how you got hired to do what you're doing. I'm trusting that somebody thought that you needed, that they needed you to help them with these kids.
Yeah, it was the boy's social worker and the biological father.
That's wonderful. Is the biological father a man or a woman?
he's a man.
He's a man. But, he does.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. No, he's a woman. Yeah, he's
okay.
A woman.
So the mother is a man.
Yeah. She must be. I haven't spoken to
her. If
she's
a woman, she has to feel good in her body, does she?
I don't know. I don't think recently. She's, you know, they're both into heavy, you know, drug usage.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is I already know that they're disabled or you wouldn't be calling me. So with that in mind, do you want an in-depth book by a protege of Carl Jung on the impact of a mother on her son? Do you want that?
Yes, I do want it.
Okay. The book is titled Puer, P-U-E-R, Aeternus, A-E-T-E-R-N-U-S, by Maria von France, F-R-A-N-Z, protege genius of Carl Jung.
How do you spell last name? Fongs? F-U?
Maria von, V-A-N, France. Uh-huh. F as in Fred, or farmer, or frog, or whatever. F-R-A... N-Z.
Z. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That book is about the impact of a mother on her son from a Jungian analytical point of view.
Right. Okay. I'll keep that perspective. And
okay. The other little boy is 5 years old. Think of him as a female because that's all he got. And that is The War Against Boys by Summers.
Got it.
So the 10-year-old is of concern to me because he's 10 years old.
Right.
And we have to get in before the door shuts.
Yeah, I wanna try and help him reverse the script, you know.
I understand that. So do you want the 5 tools for my doctoral work?
Is the 5 tools? Is that a okay, yes.
I'm just giving okay. Number 1. Do not ask the 10-year-old how he feels, happy, sad, mad, whatever. Do not do that unless he's puking or bleeding.
Right.
Do you understand what that says?
Yeah, okay. I, yes.
You hear me on the background sometimes. The second tool, but always ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, his ideas. Please always pull on that left lobe. Is that little boy right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay, he has a smaller corpus callosum. Do you know what that is?
It's a hemisphere of the brain.
It's a bridge. It's a bridge between the right and the left lobe. Okay?
Got it.
Every female has a larger one than any male, except left-handed, ambidextrous, biologically gay men. Got that?
Got it.
Because they have the remainder of the feminine corpus callosum from those first 8 days before the mother even knew she was pregnant.
Well, that's scientific.
Got that?
Got it.
Okay. So with that, and I'm not going to give you, if you were really just, I'm going to just slow down and just give you the 5 tools and that's it. Okay,
got it.
So do you understand the first tool with these boys? But the little boy is still female, so play to whether he's thinking or feeling, whichever lobes. If he says, oh, my teacher, what can I do to help you and I feel better? Do you see?
Yeah. Just
whereas you would not do that with the 10-year-old, you would say, what can I do to help you and I do better with that situation? Always get the 10-year-old's input. Always.
Get his input. Got it.
What does he want? What does he think? That's you playing to the fact you're speaking to either the right lobe or the left lobe. With the little one and with old men, you have to listen to them because they have to stipulate feelings or thinking. I don't want you treating the 5-year-old like he's 10 years old.
Right.
Okay. But always ask him what you can do to help you and he do good or feel good, depending on the situation. That's tool number 1, right?
I think it's number 3.
Pardon?
Number 1 was do not ask how he feels.
Unless he's puking or bleeding, physically ill.
Right. Yeah, and number 2 was what he...
to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it, based on the situation. And then number two is what he thinks and what he wants with the...
No, I never told you number two. That goes along with number one.
Oh, it goes with number one. Okay, that's...
Yeah, it's one.
Okay.
Now, see, if we were doing girls, we'd have to do the girls. This is for boys.
Right.
The
Good thing
second
there's two of them,
tool.
Yeah.
The second tool. When you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, ask him for an appointment. Whatever
Got
his
it.
Name is, I want
right.
to talk to you about your room. I want to talk to you about the homework. I want to, whatever. You've got to make an appointment to respect his left lobe.
Got it.
And then he says, no, I don't want to listen. Okay. Then perhaps we need to turn off your computer. Remember, this is for the 10-year-old.
Right.
In other words, negotiate an appointment to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him about something. And the convenience, is it convenient now for you to negotiate with me, to talk with me about this? Do you see the respect that I'm filtering in?
Yeah, something he probably never experienced before. So,
never
yeah,
experienced. But remember, and then that will play to the fact that masculine mothers cherish their sons and castrate them. That's the war against boys. And you'll read the psychological aspects in Puera Turnus if you want to. Okay?
Right. Yep.
So the second tool is making an appointment for the subject matter and the convenience of the timing. He's watching a TV show. Turn off that TV. No. I want to talk to you about your room. When would it be convenient for you to listen and talk with me? Never. Oh, okay. Well, then we'll just turn off your TV, period, for today.
Just like that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't see why not. All right.
The third tool, irritation. The 10-year-old is doing something that's irritating you. If it's the 5-year-old, you distract him. You know, take his hand and go outside.
Right.
Treat him like a 5-year-old. But the 10-year-old, when he's doing something, I want you to remember, always make him right for what he's doing wrong. You have every right not to clean up your room, like I said. You have every right to do this, but it's going to cost you the TV or the computer or whatever it's going to cost him. Or you're going to give him an advantage. If you do what I'm asking you to do, you and I can go blah, blah, play ball, something. Price, price. But the biggest message I'm giving you is make him right for what he's doing that's irritating you.
Like physically write it out on paper?
But you do what?
Make him physically write out what he's doing wrong on paper?
Well, if you want to... You mean he won't speak to you?
No, I mean, you're saying make him write it out, what he's doing wrong.
No, like, make him write, R-I-G-H-T. It's worse than you think. I'm telling you to make him write for being an individual. See, the problem with parenting is they don't know that men, boys, are extraordinarily sensitive.
Yeah.
And that when you muscle them because you think boys all need to be muscled, you're doing exactly the wrong thing.
Right.
Son, you have a right to talk like that. You have a right to do that. You have a right to do that, but there's a price for it. Not punishment, a price. Or a prize. If you don't do it, and for a day, I'll reward you with something he likes. You see?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Some gratification.
That's the third tool. Pardon?
Some gratification for him for doing the
That's right. That's okay. Exactly right. The fourth tool, 90% of all communication is body language, not words. 90. Mm. So what do you say, son, whatever you call him? I sense by the look on your face, I believe by your body language, I believe by your whatever he's doing, that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? I don't want to answer. Okay, that tells me you're upset. What can I do to help you and I do better? You see what I'm doing? I'm taking that tool and bringing it back up to this level.
Use the tool to bring it.
What?
Sorry to cut off. Sorry. I was just repeating.
The fourth tool is you cannot negotiate behaviors, looks on faces. Don't talk to me with that tone of voice. It's called, you have a right to talk to me. I sense by the way you're talking to me, you're upset with me. Am I right? Yes or no? Yes, you are. What can I do to help us negotiate a deal? You go right straight into negotiation.
Okay.
And that's from body language. And the last tool, he's crying, he's pouty, he's totally in his feminine. And you don't want to use words. Do you know the timeout sign for a referee? Hands?
Yes.
Okay. That sign, do it in front of him and tell him, if you want to know why I'm making this sign, let me know. And if he doesn't want to let you know, then say, I'm signaling you that something is you're doing is not going over with me and may cost you something. It's a physical version of tool two. Remember asking for an appointment?
Yes.
Sometimes kids don't want to make appointments. Then give them that signal with your hands. And tell him the price. Pretty soon, he will learn how to negotiate with you on these terms.
Yeah, and I with him, you know.
That's exactly right. What have you learned today?
A great deal, but you know, I guess it just seems like there's ups and there's downs, and it just goes in that direction. But like, I guess with the children's behavior, but you know, I guess just staying consistent and, you know, sticking with the plan.
And just develop your own language with him, and I'm giving you the one that I've created for the past 50 years.
Perfect. I have to keep trying new things to reach to him.
Well, what I can say is that everything I've taught you is respectful and cherishing, but mostly respectful because these are males and the five-year-old doesn't qualify yet.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
So it's mostly for the 10-year-old. I want to get in on the 10-year-old before too much damage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, by watching their behavior, I can see that the 5-year-old's not quite at that level. So
no, he isn't, dear. He's still into cherishing. What can I do to help you and I feel better? Feel better.
You and I, right. Not, yeah. That's great.
See, that nothing that I'm teaching you is abusive. It's
right.
Just negotiation.
Yeah, that's, since I've taken this on, that's what I've realized about children that I didn't really know, that almost everything is a negotiation.
Everything. There's only three ways to communicate. Do you want to know them?
Love, intimidation, and...
No, I'm asking you if you want me to teach you the three forms of communication.
Please, yes.
Intimidate with fear, do it or else.
Intimidate with
intimidation,
fear?
Intimidation with fear. The second form is seduction with guilt and shame. Seduction with guilt and shame. These are the names of categories of gamey talk. And the last one is to negotiate with love. That's what I teach. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm going to say something now in closing. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits, scripted habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At work, in your personal life, and in every relationship grounded in love, aunts, uncles, grandpa, grandma, whatever. So you can only intimidate, seduce, or negotiate. That's all. That's what Biden just did. Did you listen to Putin?
No.
I want you to know one phrase that he said. The man, the president, was a moral man. That means negotiate, no intimidation and no seduction in that particular process, God only knows. I'm just saying to you, it's in your world. And I do nothing but help people fight with respect and cherishing. Fight with respect and cherishing. That's all I do. Okay.
Okay. We've got some other callers. We're going to have to move on, but thank you so much for calling. We hope that everything works out beautifully for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. We've got some more calls and we're going to get one right now. I want to remind everybody that the Want Institute brings us here to be with you each and every Thursday. And LA Talk Radio puts us on other times and other days so you can hear us, but you can always listen to our archives of any show from our very beginning.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you doing?
Is this Brian?
It is.
I knew. You've got the whole radio station waiting to hear from you.
I appreciate the kind words. I wish I would have called the last couple of weeks, but it didn't work out. A lot has been going on.
That's fine.
So I'm going to I'm going to set the scenario, and then I'm pretty much going to ask you what you think of it. So, okay. So I have a number one that flew in from, I live in Southern California. She's in Northern California. So she flew down, and we've been talking for about 5 months. We spent the weekend together. It was very nice, but, you know, outside of, I mean, we kissed once, I wanted to keep it pretty light because it is a first meeting. She told me she was shy, but it was a very nice time. And I didn't really feel that much chemistry until we kissed, even though I do find her, you know, visually attractive, but I think some of that has to do with her shyness. Then I've also been talking to another woman in about that area who, at least through Zoom, I'm attracted to. She also lives a distance away from me, and I was considering flying up to meet her, but I've only been talking to her like about a week or two. So
Is she number two? No.
So number two is coming in further away, but she did say that if something does develop between us, that she would find a way to come here regularly because my traveling is limited. And there's a couple of other people mixed in, but that's kind of the main three things on the
question. You understand I managed to donate a big hunk of training because I felt empathy for a man helping a boy grow up. So I now want a good question to concisely answer.
Okay. So my question is, what do you think of that scenario? Does that sound like that's the dating three plus people at a time and meeting them to gauge whether there's chemistry to see if it's even worth doing something where distance is involved?
I believe you sound very masculine on this phone call. You're taking action. You're not just fantasizing future dates. You're having them. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it rings a good bell with me.
Oh, thank you. So, but are there dangers with the, I mean, obviously there's long distance dangers, but I'm wondering in general.
I want you to know your job is to get to know who you don't want.
Yeah. And I haven't found out anything outside of the distance with these three ladies that I don't want.
I don't hear anything wrong because there wasn't anything tried. You didn't try to have intercourse with them, did you?
No. That's not my goal. That would make things even more complicated.
The foundation of a good relationship romantically is friendship. Friendship requires sobriety, and it requires negotiation, and it requires honesty, keeping your word.
Yes. And with the woman who came last week, we did have a pretty honest talk at the end, which is like, hey, we had a good time, but she's got a lot going on. I've got a lot going on, and we'll see what happens. I mean, we did have a Zoom date Wednesday.
We talk every Wednesday on Zoom.
I got one more little thing I want to add to that, because a friend of mine brought this up, and while I've been going through this experience, it sounded, are they being masculine, taking the initiative and coming out here, spending me, somebody selling themselves short by doing that?
I've got news for you. These women are contributing to investigating you in your home zone.
Yes. So you would not say they're being masculine necessarily?
No, dear. They're being masculine in paying for the trip, but they're doing it for themselves, and they're not putting out sex. All
That's
I care
true.
About
That's
is
true.
No
and I'm...
penises in mouth, anus, or vagina without
right.
commitment.
Right. And I'm certain when they get here, you know, I've taken them to, well, certainly the one last weekend. I took her to a number of nice restaurants, and the same thing with the one coming
it
in this weekend.
It doesn't matter.
I know a lot
in
of places
today's
to go.
World, in today's world, how you get together is not as important as what you do when you're there.
Uh-huh.
So learn as much as you can about
yeah,
the monogamy,
yeah, that's certainly the,
about the continuity. You already found out one lady is too busy, and you're too busy. You already disqualified one. And
not,
then
not
are they
really.
All
it's,
aiming?
It's like, go ahead.
Are you aiming for marriage or just mating?
I would like to be in a committed relationship. I want to be in a committed relationship. Marriage certainly on the table. And the one that came last weekend, she really has her, like, financial stuff together. So I to myself, put her stuff and my stuff together. That, you know, that could really work. And the one that's coming this weekend, I think she's got some stuff together, too. So, again, it's more of the evaluation, as you say,
and
getting
that's,
to get
that's
to
what
know
I'm
them.
Saying. Logistics can be compensated by any form of transportation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you don't see it as masculine with their transportation fees. Okay, well, hey, that's pretty much all I have for today. I'm dying to go to the bathroom, but I waited to
good,
hear from you.
I'll certainly update
you hopefully next week.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay. While we're waiting for another call, I'm going to do a little advertisement, and I'm going to remind everybody, if you're interested in the groups that Dr. Allen has been doing, you can get on our waiting list. And how you do that is you send an email to sue@drpatallen.com. Caller, you are live and in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Yeah, I do have a question.
What is it?
I have a question. So basically, lately I've been drinking too much and behaving not so well. And I hid a big secret from my live-in boyfriend while he was away. And he found out from a neighbor. And basically, I kind of apologized, but I was very defensive about it. I was protecting myself. That was a big drama thing. And so a few weeks went on from then. And then he said he's not happy the other day and that he wants to move out. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I'm sad to see you go. And then I had some reflection, and I decided actually I probably owed him a deeper apology for the lack of respect of actually keeping a secret from him and hiding it and not sharing it. So I apologized, and now he's stayed. He hasn't moved. But I just...
Did I understand that you live together?
Yeah, we're mating. Yeah.
Are you engaged?
No, but we did talk about that. We talk about it.
Okay, so you're a free girlfriend.
I guess, yeah. I have a lot of problems for expressing my needs.
And do you understand that's the problem? He knows that you will take advantage of your singleness when he's not around to monitor you. So he's punishing you. But are you going to give him 8 weeks to forgive you?
Yes. Yes, I am. He's still here. And he's acting very nice. I sent him a text letter yesterday for a letter of amends to deeply apologize and just really just be very vulnerable, which I never do. And he really appreciated it. And he said, okay. Well, you want me to.
And exactly why were you unfaithful to him?
I wasn't unfaithful, but basically I had some people back to my house, and there was a couple of people, well, there was a stranger that I didn't know, and basically it turned into a bit of an altercation, and I never told him because I didn't want him to worry and think other things were happening. There weren't any guys there. It wasn't a romantic thing. It was just a lot of girls drinking a lot of rosé, and it got a bit out of
hand. But do you understand that there's somebody telling people everything every day? The point of it is, why were you dating other people when you're living, not engaged, living with, for free, a man?
Oh, well, I wasn't dating anyone. It was just a party that went wrong. I wasn't dating anyone. He just found out that there was an altercation. There was some drama at my house. And that's all it was. It wasn't anything romantic. It was just some drama. A party ended pretty badly. And I didn't tell him.
The party ended badly in what way?
Well, the guest, I guess, she was a bit out of control from the get-go, and I didn't know her. And she started accusing, just saying, I just asked her to leave, and she wouldn't leave, basically, so I had to call the police.
So was this a man-woman party?
A woman. No, it was just, like, me and two other girlfriends and this crazy lady that came with us.
You invited her?
I did, because she was really drunk at the bar and she was falling over, and I thought, well, she passed out on the side of the street outside the bar, and my friends were going to leave her. And I said, we can't leave her here. But I guess they didn't want to take on the responsibility. So I put her, you know, because I lived very close to the bar, and I figured I was going to get her a car from my house. And then she
you basically have no household rules about what goes on in the place where you and he live.
No, I guess not. I've always been very open like that. No, I don't. But now I do. Now I do.
What I'm hearing is a result of your giving him the right to believe your family.
I don't get that. That's deep.
If you were legally married to him, would you have had that party without discussing it with him?
No, and that's a very good point. I wasn't raised to discuss things
That's the point I'm making.
Right.
I don't hear a committed relationship. I hear a friendship with perks.
Right. Well, because I haven't been getting my needs met lately, and I'm very passive aggressive, and instead of talking about them, I just go out and drink and distract myself with my girlfriend and just go out.
And ruined your relationship.
Yeah, and it comes out in a very unhealthy way, and I told him that. So I've laid off the booze big time, and I'm noticing that doesn't help. I'm actually, this doesn't help me at all, so I'm completely laid off that right now, and doesn't work for me, and yeah. So I sent him the letter of amends. He appreciated it very much, and he did say to me, because he said, well, do you want me to stay? And I said, yeah, I want you to stay. You're the man for me, and I want to have a family with you. And
but I say you stay with an engagement ring on your finger.
Right.
I don't approve of people living together without an engagement ring. I have no requirement for people to be married, but mated is the same as marriage without government backing.
Right, so we're mating.
You're mating, but I don't approve of mating. I won't answer questions on mating. If you're living with him, you're just friends with perks.
Right. So you're saying well, he kind of said the same thing. He said, you say you want a family, but then you're hiding big secrets from me.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah. And he said, I'm not moving. He said, I'm not moving just because of that. There's other things, but he kept bringing that up. That pissed him off.
What he's saying is, there's benefits I'd like here. I like living with you free. You know what free means? Nobody else emotionally involved. It doesn't mean free for money. Mm-hmm. He's a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets sex with the rent, correct?
Yeah, but sometimes there is no sex, and that's when I get emotionally pent up and I can't talk to him about it. So I go out and do bad things.
So do you understand you don't negotiate your problems?
No, I don't. I have a big problem. I cannot speak verbally about how I feel. And I did yesterday.
Have you read Getting to I Do yet?
I have.
So why do you call me if you don't believe me?
I do, but it's very difficult for me to tell him about my feelings day to day and say, ooh, that upset me.
I understand that, dear. Then write him a letter. It's called the hi-bye letter. Write him a letter. Because you're blowing your relationship to pieces, and he's saying, hey, who cares? We'll be friends with perks. Is that what you want?
No. But he did say.
So are you willing to write him a hi-bye letter?
Right, and say what? Because I just wrote one. I mean, I just sent him an amendment letter. So what am I going
to
say?
Are you willing to negotiate time, space, money, and play as if you were tenants and you were married or mated? Would you please play house like people play house? Married?
I'm trying to, but I never had a good example of that, so I really don't know what I'm doing.
Well, see if he's willing to negotiate the boundaries. It's chapter 14 in the book Getting to I Do. Chapter 14.
Okay. Can I read the amendment notes real quick?
What?
Can I read the amendment letter I wrote to him if you think it's sufficient? It's quite short.
No, I don't. If he accepts it, I like it.
Okay, thank you.
If he accepts it, now move on to negotiate chapter 14 in Getting to I Do.
Okay. And
okay.
Yeah. Speak up. Okay. Well, I appreciate your
good
help.
Luck. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks. With the drinking, I don't know if with the alcohol, it's coming out very negative when I drink. I'm getting out of control.
Honey,
have you
ever thought of not drinking alcohol? I'm 50 years sober.
I have, and I have been to AA a couple of times, and then I always leak back to, a little bit of wine, but it doesn't suit me, I don't think, because it always gets me in trouble.
You may be allergic to the system. You may be an alcoholic physically. If something's not working, if somebody talked you into drinking cleaning fluid and you got sick, would you use cleaning fluid?
No, I wouldn't. No, you're right, and I'm going out.
Well, then would you please stop drinking alcohol because it's getting you into a weird state of being?
It really is, and it's kind of scary because I don't know what happens.
Well, then why don't you just go to AA and stop drinking?
That is part of it. And I've joined up to my church again. So, yeah, I think the AA goes alongside the church too. So, yeah, definitely I'm looking for some spiritual help because I'm really acting out in unhealthy ways with alcohol and then acting passive aggressive and angry towards him. Because I just can't talk to him.
You've got some work to do, dear. Please feel free to do it and call back.
Okay, chapter 14. Is there any other suggestions?
Chapter 14, Getting to I Do.
Okay, and then the AA
is the book.
Yeah, I have the book.
And go to an AA meeting for women. For women.
Okay.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, caller.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go. You know, we think we've got some more calls coming in here. Anyway, I want to remind everybody that email address again to get on the waiting list is info@drpatallen.com. And caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Pat, a gentleman and I were having a sexual intercourse discussion, and I shared with him that he could go down on me, but I wouldn't be performing oral sex on him. And he said understand that. Yeah, he said he didn't understand and it wasn't fair. I know why you tell us not to do it scientifically and in your words, but how would we explain that to just a normal man?
He's not normal. He's a sex-driven person who wants to lick your clitoris, but he wants you to suck his dick.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but he was saying, for me not going down on him, he didn't understand because that exchange is not fair.
It is not fair. It's an indicator of a man's generous protection and cherishing of your feelings.
Okay, so let's put it this way. Somebody that doesn't know your work,
the girl. I want to be courted. Number one, I do not want to have sex with somebody unless I'm committed to a monogamous sexual social relationship. And oral is the same as anal, is the same as vaginal. A penis in my body is different than you sucking my clitoris.
Got it. Okay.
I want to be treasured and cherished for my feelings to indicate your need to cherish my feelings.
Okay, got it.
I do not want to bond sexually to a man that isn't willing to promise monogamy, continuity, and similar goals for the relationship.
Perfect.
Got it?
Got it. Sounds good. That's all I needed.
Major goal is he's serving you. You're not just sharing genitals. You're not playing doctor.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Okay, perfect.
I
want to
be
Sounds
the girl.
Good. Thank you.
Welcome. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, Carla.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, we've got some more calls coming in. And you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. I wanted to thank Dr. Allen. I have spoken with her last week about my situation with my wife. And
oh, yes, I remember.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
What did you get that did something for you?
I have dedicated the last week into reading your work, listening to your want workshop. I have spent every possible moment that I had learning, transcribing your work, writing, understanding. And I think the most important part for me was to understand understand myself. I understood my feminine side. I understood my unfulfilled needs that has happened as a child due to a seductive mother. I went through everything, and it was such a deep learning experience to understand that I was I brought upon myself a relationship in which I could not say that I don't want things, or I want when I want things. And it was this realization of through your work, I was able to understand my wife, the interaction between my wife and my stepson, the games that we were playing, as you describe it. I mean, your workshop should have been taught by anybody who wants to get into a relationship, or all parents should have learned that. It has brought so much clarity into my life. So I really wish
what
to thank you.
What have you done with your clarity?
Right now, I have only managed to go through learning through your work. What it gives me, I also read the book of Van Frans, well, at least the beginning part of it, most of the beginning part of it, on the Little Prince, and I understood and I saw myself in that. So,
good.
What my realization was.
Education, but did you say anything to your wife?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So today is a report on last week's assignment.
Yes, it was.
And I'm thrilled that you did it.
As you wrote in your book, it's the only way out of it is to have a positive, to define a positive outcome and to act upon it. And it was really
exactly
the only way forward.
Right.
It is so profoundly true. Now I need to write the high buy letter, which is
the high buy letter. Please write it.
I think that I probably would try to go online next week to try to understand if I wrote this high buy letter.
I want you to do that.
I want to do it myself as well. It is important.
Do you have any questions on the structure of the high buy? Do you know the structure?
Yes. It starts with if I remember correctly, because my wife is a masculine energy. So if I remember correctly, it needs to start with a description of what I liked about our relationship and about her.
That's right.
About her.
Good.
Then to go to describe what I don't want, then to go to describe first describe, let me just, my mistake, first describe about her, then describe the pain of the relationship that the separation that has brought to into my life, then describe what I don't want, then describe what I want.
Yes.
And more or less I'm sort of lost at this point, because and what do I do next? Do I just describe it and just say, let's renegotiate that?
No, what you say is the last paragraph. Thank you for reading this letter and coming back to negotiate the boundaries for our relationship if you want me.
And I understand. Yes, I understand.
Thank her for reading the letter and being willing to consider. If she's not willing to consider negotiating, you have no marriage.
You're right. No, you're completely right.
Okay.
Since I wish to thank you so much for that. I can just say that I thank you for your kindness of last week, because I understood that you could have been slightly more harsh about the way that I have acted, and I understand. I think the learning opportunity of your work, it's fascinating. It was fascinating for me because it's more than 30 years, but it is as relevant as it was written more than 30 years or recorded 30. Only question I ask.
I know it.
As a listener,
it's called science. It's the science of love. Sexual. I teach people how to fight with respect and cherishing for each other.
I understand that. May I ask just one small question? Are there any recordings of yours about teaching about family in terms of raising kids?
Gone to my website, Kelly? Can you intercede here? Where would he go to hear recordings of me other than the podcast for this show?
Yes, this show LA Talk Radio has everything we've ever recorded on our radio show. However, if you go to wantistore.com, you can see a selection of different things that we have on relationships and dating and everything. Wantistore.com is where you're going to find products that will help you in all kinds of ways. And you can sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. And, you know, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll find out about all kinds of things that are happening. So Want Eye Store mm-hmm. is the place to go for our products, our videos, our DVDs, and Dr. Allen's books.
I already purchased multiple products of Dr. Allen. I found Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for your work. It is fascinating, and it is refreshing, because I lived all my life as an emotional human being, and it has brought so much an experience of suffering, because you cannot be present when you are living an emotional life. You always live in the past or in the future. It's being present that is being robbed out of you, and your work really provides so much clarity and so much understanding. And I thank you for that. I promised that I would. I still have not read the War on Boys, which I would read, and I would work on my letter. And if it would be possible, I would try to ask you maybe questions if I would have any next week. But I just wanted
Please
to thank
do.
You from the bottom
Please
of my
do.
Thank
I
you
look forward
so much.
To it. You're welcome.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You
have a lovely
for calling.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, caller. Good luck. Okay. So we've got some more calls lined up, and we're going to get one right now because our Ronan at the switchboard is amazing, and he gets us all the best calls. Again, if you guys are interested in hearing our archives, LA Talk Radio has every single one of them on the Dr. Pat Allen page, latalkradio.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. Yes, I do.
What is it?
A man is in a relationship with me for the last 6 months. We've been dating. And we got
That's
into
the perfect period and the imperfect period. So you're about to enter the negotiable period. And then the last 3 months are the committable, when you've decided he's 51% valuable enough to keep, hopefully for marriage or mating. So mm-hmm. what is your question?
So I have a 2-year-old son, and he has a 7-year-old son, and we spent most of last week together, the four of us.
As a family.
As a family, yes.
Are you in a committed relationship with him, monogamous, continuous, and what is your goal for the relationship, mating or marriage?
Marriage. We are committed.
You are. Are you engaged with the ring?
I'm not yet.
Are you living with him?
No.
Good, because I don't approve of living together without the honor of engagement.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so what can I do for your question?
So we got into an argument. He asked me to watch his son so he could golf, and I had a work commitment, and I told him I had to go pick something up.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Did you first say you have every right to ask me as your girlfriend to babysit? Did you give him permission to ask you to babysit as his girlfriend?
I just said yes.
Well, you didn't say yes because you just told me you had a business commitment to yourself, and you said yes to a man. That's the problem. Women get what they want when they know what they don't want.
Okay.
So do you want
to
do good to feel?
Well,
the solution is never say yes to what you already have committed to something else for you.
Okay. So how do I fix it?
Well, don't do it again. and go back in and say, I made a mistake. I said yes to taking care of your needs and not taking care of mine. And then,
okay. But he called me negligent.
What?
So the he called me negligent because I had picked something up. I got out of the car when his son sat in the car. And so he called me negligent. And then it really, I felt very attacked because I'm raising my own son. And he told me that I'm like a very relaxed parent. And he doesn't know if I'm, it's like, he basically said he doesn't know if that's, I don't even know how he said it. There was like, it was in the heat of the moment.
Honey, what I'm hearing is he wanted you to mother his son and him.
Oh.
Do you want to be a man's mother? Is your mother the man?
No. No, she's not.
Is your father the man?
Yes.
Are you like your mother or your father?
I'm like my mother.
And that means you do what?
Well, I respect my man.
You respect your man. You love your man better than yourself. I guarantee you a divorce.
Oh.
Anytime you love another human being better than yourself and you don't negotiate the deal, you're going to hate him. Hate him.
Okay. I can see that happening.
So are you, do you want, did your mother show you how to be a doormat?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a book. I'm not going to give you the book. I'm going to tell you the name of it. Do you want the name of a book?
Yes, ma'am.
Your mother was a man. She taught you to love your man better than yourself. That's not what I teach you. I teach you okay. How to fight respectfully. And the book that's not my book, but it says it quite well, is Discovering the Inner Mother, A Guide to Healing the Mother Wound and Claiming Your Personal Power by Bethany Webster. She believes...
Okay.
That there are women that promote patriarchy that men love. Men love. You know what the Me Too program is?
Yeah.
Well, Me Too is revenge from women that were taught by patriarchal women and men to serve men as if they're doormats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. That's what I said. Did you tell him you have every right to ask me to mother your son, the child, and mother you too? But I'm not going to because I have a business commitment.
Okay. Well, now we haven't talked in 2 days. And
so he's got 8 weeks. He's got 8 weeks to call you. You're
okay,
in the
doghouse. Like, I'm in the doghouse, but I was thinking I was supposed to say sorry, even though I already did.
You did what?
I felt like I was supposed to text. I think he's waiting for me to text him first.
Well, of course he was. You're his mother.
Oh. I really didn't see
men
this one.
What?
I didn't see this.
I know you didn't. That's why you're calling me. Your mother believes in helping you love him better than yourself. Because that's what... Are your mother and dad together?
Yes.
And who is the man now? How old are they?
They're almost in their 70s.
And is your mother the man now?
She is now.
You know why she is now? Because that's nature. When her estrogen mm-hmm. goes down, the progesterone takes over and she becomes a mother to everybody on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Is your father now her son?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Is she still obeying him?
Yes.
Does she ever stand up for herself?
She does now.
But now is too late for you because you're remembering doing it when you're younger. Please don't do that.
Okay.
So tell him you have every right to ask me to do that, but I have a previous commitment for work.
Okay. When he reaches out to me, what do I say?
You say, I learned what I made a mistake at. I am never going to say yes when I need to say no to take care of myself.
Okay. Wow.
That's not like he says, will you babysit with my son and so I can go play golf? You don't say, no, I want to watch a TV show. What does that say to him? That a TV show is bigger and better than he is.
Oh.
Well, what does it say to him when you say to your boss, no, I got to cancel my hubby. No, he's not my hubby. My boyfriend with perks has asked me to babysit with him and so he can play golf and I can babysit with his baby.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So
he started
if you
to
want,
the, yeah.
What?
He started after, you know, he, in the argument, he started to make complaints about how he's been helping me with my son and
I got
know, the disciplinary.
You. Listen to me. I'm talking mm-hmm. about the situation that you had going. If you were watching TV and didn't babysit, you're not his woman. If you babysat for him instead of going to a work situation, you're trying to guarantee that he's going to marry you and stay married.
Okay.
I never want you to love him better than yourself. But I never want you not to negotiate with him to see if there's a compromise for a win-win.
Okay.
I'll call my girlfriend and see if she'll babysit for $25.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a big one, dear.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so anything else? Is that it?
That's all.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Okay, Dr. Pat, I believe we've got some more calls in our lineup. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen does script readings and dreams.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. I've been dating a guy we've had six dates.
You've been dating him or he's dating you?
I feel we're both dating each other.
No, honey. Dating each other means you're not in a committed relationship. You're just dating.
Yeah, we're not in a committed relationship yet, no.
Okay, so you're just friends. Are you having intercourse with him?
No, I'm not.
All right, so you're just plain dating.
Yes, well, he doesn't really call me. He just texts me. He doesn't make any attempts to call me. He texts me good morning, and that's it.
I got news for you. They like texting because it's so cold-blooded. There's no feelings. There's no voice.
Right. Well, I have some concerns that have come up. He was married for 20 years. He's been divorced for two. And he revealed to me that he had five affairs in his marriage because him and his wife stopped having sex. And that concerned me. And then I know what you say about men, but it still concerns me. And then every time we're together, he has two gin and tonics. And
well, he may want to be more of a woman when he's with you sexually.
You think he may want to be more of a woman?
Yes, because okay. When men drink, they knock out their intuition and their thinking in favor of their feelings. When women drink, they knock out their feelings so they can say yes to a man that just wants to screw them.
Right. Okay, so what are your thoughts on the affairs that he had while he was married?
He was a little boy with the mother that let him have affairs.
Right.
Are you letting him have affairs? You're not
even in a
committed relationship.
No, we're not. We're not. We talked
about
it.
Well, then you don't have any commitment. He's simply a single man. And you're a single woman, so you're just dating.
So I need to continue to date other people that I know.
Absolutely.
Right.
Do you not want to marry? Do you not want to mate?
No, I told him I wanted to be married. And he's like, right now I'm not ready to be in a relationship, but I could be in the future. Right now, I'm not ready to get married, but I could be in the future.
Isn't that wonderful? How old is he and how old are you?
I'm 57. He's 57 and I'm 51.
Do you understand you're halfway through your life?
Yes, I do.
So when are you going to say no engagement ring, no sex?
Well, we're not having sex. It's never gone to that point. We're doing it sexually.
Then I want you to just date him like a friend, a friend with no perks, no penile insertion in mouth, anus, or vagina. That's fine.
So while we were having affection, I was playing with his penis, and he stuck his penis in my mouth, and I got upset. And so I called it off, but then we worked it out, and he says, I don't want to end it.
Well, then listen, blowjobs are intercourse.
Even if he put it in, I didn't, and it didn't last very long.
Honey, if he put it in and you didn't, you got raped.
Yeah, I know I did, and that's what made me so upset, and that's why I stopped seeing him.
Well, then why do you go back?
Well, we talked it over. He apologized. I do have a lot of chemistry with him, and that's my problem. I wish I didn't.
Well, if you want to give it, don't call me because you're doing things I don't believe in.
No, I know. I didn't do it. He did it. He did rape me. I know that. I didn't put it in my mouth. He put it in my mouth. I didn't ask. No, that was him.
Did you happen to bite his penis?
No, I didn't. I pulled it out.
Why not?
Should I have been? It's never happened.
Why not?
Before. Okay. I've never been in that kind of position, so.
Well, you were now, so you never get to say that again.
Okay.
I want you to be, you're not being clear enough about intercourse.
Well, I did tell him when he apologized to me. I already told him that I don't want to have sex unless there's a commitment. And that's when we had the talk about he's not ready for a relationship now, but he could be in the future. And he's not
ready
for marriage.
Honey, how long have you dated him?
2 months.
When are you going to ask for your engagement ring? Have you already told him it takes commitment to have sex with me?
No, I haven't because he hasn't. So does him putting his penis in my mouth, does that warrant the conversation now?
Wait a minute. No. That was a rape. That wasn't a consensual deal. He
no,
could have gone
not.
To jail for that one.
Right.
So do you right. want, are you playing with him sexually?
No, we're being affectionate. I'm not going down on him. He's not going down on me. We're not having sex.
Okay, so you're being affectionate. All right.
Yes.
If he
yes.
ever goes down, will you please tell him when you want to get married next year, and you will not have intercourse with him until you have a ring on your engagement finger.
Okay. Okay. So I need to...
Well,
keep on
dating him.
I will. So I'm a little frustrated that he doesn't call me, so...
When's the last time he called you?
He hasn't called me the whole time. He just texted me.
Okay.
That's all he does.
When are you going to stop answering texts and only answering calls?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because I remember last time you said guy texts, you respond. So I need some guidance.
How did he respond? Did you tell him you wanted calls, not texting?
I haven't told him. Well, I did tell him that. He's like, well, you can always text me and I'll call you. I'm like, oh.
No. Texting is just data reporting.
Right.
Would you please stop texting and talking to him and no texting him and tell him I'm only going to answer phone calls from now on?
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, the only proper use of texting is like he's on the way to see you and there's an accident and he can't get to you. That would be appropriate to text, wouldn't it?
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
So emergency texting is fine.
Okay.
But texting as part of a relationship is not romantic.
It's not romantic. No, it's not.
It's pure left lobe male. You want right lobe romance voice.
Right. Right.
Okay,
right.
So who do you love the most?
Myself.
And how are you going to show it?
Next time he texts me, I'm going to tell him
the next time he texts you, say, this is the last conversation texting I'm going to answer.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
I will only answer phone calls.
Great. This is the last conversation texting I'm going to answer. I will only answer phone calls.
That's right. And
okay.
When you're with him, tell him texting is for emergencies only.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. Anything else?
Right now, that's it.
Good.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got more. Switchboard says we've got some more callers lined up, so we're going to take another one. Let's see what we've got going on.
Good.
Anyway, for scripts and dreams, reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email, and you will be able to set up an available time to have a Zoom phone call with Dr. Allen to do that. And the script is so amazing. Working with Dr. Allen's scripts is just off the chain amazing. And dream. Wow. So neat. Caller, they were, but then they're gone. Okay. So we're waiting for him to get us another call. I don't know what happened with that one, but we'll get another one. Yes, we will. Checking in with him right now. LATalkRadio.com on Dr. Allen's page on LA Talk Radio is where all of our archives are for the thousands of years that we've been on LA Talk Radio. Dr. Allen spreading her seeds of wisdom and her amazing work, which has had an impact, as we've heard tonight, on so many people and so many lives. Caller, you're live. Callers, we want to hear from you. So if you were in our queue and you don't recognize the number that's calling, it's probably us calling you back because we want to put you in the hot seat. So he's working on it again. He'll give us another one. Our archives. Oh, caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Great. Do you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Allen, I'm so happy to reach you.
Good. Let's see. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Two quick questions. There's a gentleman who, we were introduced. He lives in Orange County. He didn't want to date at such a distance. And then he's a
Alaska?
Yeah, he lives in Newport, and I live in Santa Monica.
Okay.
So I kind of... and just like dismissed it or, you know, just whatever, moved on.
I got it. He discounted it.
I discounted it. So I'm getting a mortgage refinance and he's a mortgage broker. And I got rates and I reached out and asked his professional opinion if they were good rates.
I think that's wonderful. You called him for a business answer.
And he offered to do the mortgage, he could save me on the escrow costs. So he's doing my mortgage. And I feel good about his him as a business person.
I think that's great.
Okay. Well, then now he's asked me out for dinner, which I'm just
going
to take it.
Now he's switching over to romance. What's wrong with that?
Well, I just don't want to, it's fine. I just want to make sure he's driving it and not just, because I reached out about the mortgage.
Is your deal with him complete?
It's almost complete. I'm signing the final paperwork, but it hasn't finished yet.
So are you going to be in your romantic date before you sign or after you sign?
I think I should do this more as a business dinner until after the deal, it's done.
Yes, I want that because if something goes crooked, you'll be hesitant to correct it.
Right.
Because you're going to want to stay romantic. That's what happens to women when they're with men they're attracted to. They bond.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
bonding is not touching, it's smelling. You're within 30 inches of him. And his chemistry and your chemistry are gluing you to him unless he's 50 plus years old. How old is he?
He is over 55, like maybe about 60, 59, 60.
Okay. So how old are you?
Oh, I'm sorry to say I'm 57. I just had a birthday.
Okay. And so... you are lessening your bondability, and he's enhancing his.
Yes.
Do not mix business with pleasure. Finish the business before you get into the pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And tell him so. When our deal is filed, I will date you, but not till then.
Well, what about he is asking me for business and it's not pleasure or I don't know. I guess I hesitate to redirect. Like he asked me for dinner on Saturday. So I kind of hesitate to,
redefine
the date.
He asked you for business or date?
He asked me for dinner. He didn't clarify.
Well,
I think
you didn't clarify.
You didn't clarify. You're right.
Are you asking me for a date or are we doing business?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing both. Oh, right. Are you there?
I am. So, yes, he asked me on the phone I think last Friday, about dinner this Saturday. And then today he texted, pick a nice restaurant near you, send me the name, and I'll get a table.
That sounds like a date, and your business deal is not complete.
Right. So how do I respond to this?
Mm-hmm. You'll say, I don't think it's smart of me to date you until our business is done and complete. See how you feel right now. Feel it?
I feel safer.
You feel safer doing business and pleasure?
No, I feel safer if I think of saying that I don't think it's smart of me to date you until our business is done and complete.
I understand that, but how do you feel about me saying, hey, I don't think it's smart of you to have a date with him until you're done with the business?
Did you enjoy the thought?
What?
No, I liked that I thought it was protective and wise when you said that.
I think so too, but I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning and say, I hope Pat Hallin thinks of some reason I shouldn't have dinner with him.
No, I'm fine. I mean, it's going to be a ways now because it's like a month to close. I'm going out of town to visit my mother, but that's okay. Because I don't want to blend it. It feels confusing. And he didn't want to have dinner with me before this because he thought I was too far away. I don't know what's changed.
That's what I'm saying. But he was attractive enough to see if you would make the mistake of showing vulnerability by physically dating him before you had finished your business, which impacts your financial security.
Right. So how do I respond to this text? Or like, do I give
you
him a
say
text
to him, this is something you can text to him because it's business.
Okay.
And what you say to him basically is, I thought about our date, quote date, Saturday, and I'm uncomfortable having it before our business is complete.
Great.
So are
I like
you
that.
Willing to finish our business and then have dinner? So many things can go goofy in a business negotiation based on emotions that I'm not willing to help you endanger yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
So are you willing to write or send a message like that?
Yes, I am.
Good, because there's no reason for him not to say yes, none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I like that. Thank you.
Good. Is that it?
And one other quick one.
What's
I'm just
that?
Checking in. So there was this guy who, you know, I'd gone through a couple of cycles of 8 weeks, and he does, you know, at the end of the 8 weeks, he'll say, oh, I don't know why we aren't seeing each other. But do I, it's been 8 weeks. Can you ever do a second high buy, or it's just done?
No, you don't do a second high buy.
Okay.
You've gone back with him?
No, I had two dates in November. He said we were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. He's very attracted to me, but, you know, he wanted a traveling partner and, and he wanted to be, have sex or, yeah, that's basically what he wanted. And, you know, but he was attracted to me. And then I did a high bye after 8 weeks. And he said, I forget why we aren't seeing each other. And I said, well, I'd love to. And
he didn't ask you. That's why you didn't see him. He didn't ask you.
Yeah. And then he reached out again, like within, he reached out to me on a dating site. And why aren't we seeing each other?
Like he wants some perks, friends with perks. Yeah. Have you ever been committed with him? Have you had sex with him?
No, I was great with that. I did not.
Okay, so basically, you simply date him every once in a while, but you've never been committed.
I had 2 dates with him in November and haven't seen him since.
But now he's called back?
He did a couple months ago.
Okay. I have no problem with you dating him or not dating him because you've never had sex with him.
Right, but he hasn't asked me. He just says, I don't know why we aren't seeing each other. Like,
because he didn't ask you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer you say to him. You did not ask me. Well, why didn't you ask me? Because I'm a girl and I don't want to chase men.
So is there anything for me? Because the last time he did that, he's said that twice. So the second time, you know, he said, why aren't we seeing each other? And I said, you know, somebody, I don't know, I'd love to. And I didn't hear from him. And it's been more than 8 weeks. Is there anything for me
but
to
I
do?
But I want you to see he's asking you why you're not, like many masculine women, chasing men.
Mm-hmm.
You're not chasing men because you're not a man.
I'm not. Yeah, his ex-wife left him to be a race car driver.
You see? So you've already done it. Anyway, you can date him or not date him as one of the men you date. That's all. Just don't have sex with him.
But what do I do? Because, like, he isn't reaching out to me. Like, he did that 8 weeks
ago.
Honey,
if he's not reaching out to you, why would you reach out to him if you don't want to be a man?
Right. I don't. Yeah. So, okay. That's clear.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And with that, Dr. Allen, we're out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
What I have to say is the only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? Or what do I have that I don't want? And then to do something to get it or to do something to get rid of it so that I'm back to being myself.
Awesome. All right, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, be safe. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.